Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. As a radio personality, you work through a lot of formats, that's different kinds of musics, as you move through your career. And I have covered a bunch of them. And over the course of time doing that, you learn interesting things about a lot of different bands. Well, I stumbled on this and did a little more digging to add to it, and FoxNews.com has run down 9 bands and how they got their name. For instance, Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was the name of Gary Rossington and Bob Burns' strict high school gym teacher. His name was Lynyrd Skynyrd. They just changed it to Skynyrd. One of the hottest bands out there right now is a group called Mumford & Son, and they were looking for a name that would give people a sense of, quote, an antiquated family business name. Worked like a charm. Florida Georgia Line, that was pretty easy. Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard, both from Florida and Georgia respectively, they just picked one right in the middle. Baby, you a song that you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. John Lennon said they came up with the name of the Beatles from Beatles and the word beat. Pink Floyd named their band after two blues singers, Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. Fall Out Boy was inspired by a character in The Simpsons. And now there was a rumor for a long time about Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder, the lead singer. His grandmother's name was Pearl. And Pearl was married to a man who made spiked preserves. That's not true, though. In fact, it was a lot easier. Jeff Emmett, the bass player, said Pearl was part of the name, and they added Jam after watching a Neil Young session. And finally, Three Doors Down. Another fairly large band right now. As the story goes, three original members were walking down the street, and they came across a door with a piece of wood that read, Doors Down. So they became Three Doors Down. Just something I thought would kind of take your mind off the day. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa, where you can go online. Don't even have to go in. Fast, easy, convenient, and they've got great services. Massage, manicures, pedicures, facials, everything she's going to want for Valentine's Day, everything you probably need for Valentine's Day in terms of a massage anyway. And there's a boutique there, so she'll love to go shopping, and you can use the gift card on any one of the services you'd like. To find out more, again, it's BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.